Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff today, a lot of juicy stuff.
Well, we're going to get right into a big story. We had thought this was going to come out yesterday, but it got postponed. So today, the courts here in California have dumped the surveillance and body cam video from the October 28th, 2022 attack on Paul Pelosi at the Pelosi House in San Francisco. Apparently, the media went to court to try to get this released to the public, and that decision was made. We're going to go now to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, who's covering the story.
Alex, how are you?
Hey there, guys. Doing well. So, yeah, we were part of this lawsuit. The media sued a number of networks and newspapers in the Bay Area saying, look, this was played in court. We deserve to get our hands on it. And the DA fought it. The Pelosi family fought it. DePapp's attorneys fought it. David DePapp, the suspect. And the judge said, nope, the media wins. That's somewhat of a surprise this week. And then there was all kinds of, well, now how are we going to get it from the court? And finally today we got it. So it is the 911 call, surveillance video of him breaking in, police body-worn camera footage, and the interview, 17 minutes, that DePapp did with police afterwards. And there is a lot in here. So it begins with the surveillance video of David DePapp working really hard to break the glass on the back door. He later would say that he thought it was bulletproof glass, something else that he had to hammer away at this for quite a while, made a lot of noise. That's why he was surprised that Paul Pelosi was asleep after all the banging that he did. So worked on it for a long time, bashing the glass, goes inside, said he walked around quite a bit, went upstairs, found Paul Pelosi asleep in bed, and then the 911 call and begins with this.
San Francisco Police, 74.
2022. Oh, I guess I told him to sit. What is this?
This is San Francisco Police. Do you need help?
So he sounds really confused. Yeah, you know, his team has indicated he was trying not to make a big deal out of who he was talking to and kind of be in code. He says over and over again, there's a guy in the house, don't know who he is, been here for a while. Repeatedly says, you know, he's looking for my wife. She's not home right now. And he goes on to say,
oh, well, there's a gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back. Nancy Pelosi.
2:23.
He's just waiting for her to come back. She's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
So you remember the reporting that Pelosi had said, I have a friend in the house. He didn't say it. It was David DePapp who said it when the dispatcher kept saying, who is it? And DePapp said, I'm a friend of theirs.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I know people who are prominent, and the police are aware of their addresses. And if they get a call from their address, they show up really fast.
Incredibly, it seems they did not know.
They did not know, and they did.
By all indicators in the body cam, they had no idea. And he says over and over again, I'm Paul Pelosi. My wife is Nancy Pelosi.
And Nancy Pelosi didn't ring a bell to the 911 operator.
It didn't sound like it in that moment.
Oh, I heard a longer clip earlier today, and I was astonished about how slow-witted the 911 operator was.
But at the same time, she's being called a hero for knowing that something. Well, here, listen to this.
No. This gentleman just came into the house. And he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He told me not to do anything.
What is your address, sir?
Yeah. So then she decides that something isn't right here. You know, here's a guy saying, "There's a guy in my house waiting for my wife, telling me not to do anything." So she says, well, something's wrong, sends units to go check. The police body cam then comes into play here where officers are not racing at all. They're walking, you know, just kind of normally up their front steps. Again, their home, the front door is right on the street. Their garage is right on the street, no fence around it. They walk up talking about other things, talking about another officer, it sounded like, not wanting them to come on the call. And then they knock on the door. And they stand around and they wait for a while. The door opens. There's DePap standing there in a hoodie and shorts, sneakers on, belly hanging out on the bottom, holding a hammer. And Pelosi has his right hand on the hammer. Police shine their flashlight on him and go, "Hey guys, what's going on?"
Hi. How you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
They say everything's good. That was DePap saying that. DePap and Pelosi, I would argue, look nervous or confused. Some have said calm standing there, so hey, that's up for debate. Police then, they see that they're holding onto a hammer, and then the attack goes down.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling.
Bro! Oh.
Pelosi goes down, hit hard by the hammer. It seemed like they were just behind the door when he was actually hit. He's making snoring noises on the ground. Not a good sign. A sign that he was badly hurt then. They wrestle DePap. The struggle goes on there.
Edward 14, Edward 10, backup, code 3.
Code 3, backup, at
26. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
40 Broadway for 14.
So you can hear a little snoring there at the end. But so fast forward, he's under arrest. Then it goes to the interview with a police sergeant, San Francisco PD. And DePap lays it all out. He says that it was hard to break that back window, saying he was there for Nancy Pelosi because she and Hillary Clinton are the top liars in Washington, that he wanted to hold her hostage, thought she was home, was shocked that Paul Pelosi was in bed alone and that he had to wake him up, that he wasn't already awake. And kind of hard to hear, but he lays it out like this.
Well, I was going to basically hold her hostage and I was going to talk to her and basically tell her what I do.
Hold her hostage and do what?
And talk to her. And she told the truth. I let her go. It's not true.
Right.
If she lied, that was going to break her caps.
If she lied, I was going to break her kneecaps, he said. He said he wasn't going to try to get away from it, wasn't going to deny it, that he knew exactly what he had done. He said surprised the family by breaking in and trying to get to Nancy Pelosi. So he's pleaded not guilty, but at least to police on the recording. He admitted
no,
all of it.
No alarm?
No alarm went off. And we've been told that quite often when Paul Pelosi was there alone that, you know, just like if you were in your home, you may not set it when you're home, but he wasn't setting it when he was there.
Wow. It's a lot of weird events all coming together.
Yeah, there's
there.
A lot there. And, you know, you just look at the video. It does look a little weird. He doesn't panic when the door opens and police are there. He's just kind of standing there. He is in his underwear.
Yeah. And
he's holding onto a cup with ice in it that goes all over the place. When did he get the ice?
And the cops didn't charge in right away. They stood staring.
No, they didn't know what was going on. Police say they didn't know. They got this weird call. It was only a check the welfare of this address. They didn't know where they were. Door opens, there's two guys standing there, one in his underwear, and they go, "Hey, what's going on?" Then notice the hammer, and then it goes down.
And the Capitol Police had surveillance, but they weren't looking at the
monitor. Weren't looking at it, yeah. So the surveillance video is Capitol Police surveillance video. That is what was going live to the command center in Washington, D.C., because
there's
she wasn't there,
monitors,
they weren't looking.
Right?
Yeah, there was another guy snoring in that office, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That's Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, covering one of the big stories today, the release of the body cam video along with the Capitol Police video and, of course, the 911 call that Paul Pelosi made to San Francisco police after the break-in at the Pelosi home in San Francisco, where this big weirdo, David DePape, eventually hammered Paul Pelosi into unconsciousness. You do hear him snoring. When we come back, we'll play what we have the entire, well, I guess it's a big chunk of it, three-minute 911 call from Paul Pelosi as we continue to examine this pretty weird story. Your chance at money is also coming up next with the keyword in the KFI Cash Refill Contest. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so they released the body cam video from San Francisco police, the Capitol Police surveillance video of the home from Washington, D.C., and, of course, the 911 call made by Paul Pelosi when he got attacked last October at the Pelosi house in San Francisco. Well, one thing we know from the surveillance video is that DePape did break into the house. Okay, let's drop that one from Trump that we got smashed from the inside out. Well, he has a hammer. He smashes his way in. Yeah, well, so enough of that one. That conspiracy theory number one. Well, I understand because she's really the most hated female politician in world from a certain perspective, and that people would try to make this into a story that's probably not.
And, and plus, it's sport for them. People do this on purpose.
Oh, yeah, just to agitate and to play with.
Right, because they know there's a big audience out there for this, and everybody plays along and spreads it more, and eventually the news media has to react. And we have to debunk the fallacies that are being spread on social media. It's like, well, that just continues the game.
So this large, lumbering man shows up at the home. You can see him on the surveillance footage outside the home. He's a big, fat guy with the shorts and like a hoodie sweatshirt on. And I guess did he pull the hammer from his pants? Says he pulled it from his clothing, his pants. He's got some bags too, but
He's
in the police interview, he remarked that he couldn't believe Paul Pelosi didn't wake up when he smashed his way in.
Remember, it wasn't too long ago that Pelosi had another DUI in his record.
That could be. He may have had a little wine to help him sleep, because it's 2:30 a.m. and normally you're in a deep sleep then.
Right.
Of course, he does eventually, after being roused by DePape, he manages to make a 911 call. Here is about 3 minutes of that 911 call.
San Francisco, please, 74.
2022. Oh, I guess I called by mistake. What is it?
This is San Francisco, please. Do you need help?
Yeah, that is distracting.
Oh, what is the gentleman here just waiting for my wife to come back? Nancy Pelosi.
2:23
He's just waiting for her to come back. She's not going to be here for a day, so I guess we'll have to wait.
Okay, do you need police, fire, or medical for anything?
Yeah, she didn't figure it out yet.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
0223
All right, stop it there for a moment.
We have a
stand-off. John's right. If you're dealing with emergencies, you have any idea who Pelosi is, and someone says that to you at 2 in the morning, that this guy's here and he's waiting for my wife to come back. She's going to come back for days, so I guess you're just going to have to stand here. I think you'd know something was not right.
Right, right. She seemed, it's 2 in the morning for her, too.
She does eventually dispatch police officers, but it seems a little slow. Because she hesitates and goes, well, what do you need us for? Kind of like, do you need police or fire?
What are you calling me?
You just got somebody hanging around your house. Okay,
I'm
911.
What am I supposed to do?
Who are the Pelosis? Almost everybody in the city of San Francisco, you would think, but
yeah, she's one of the most famous people in San Francisco, and the 911 operators should know that.
Some people pay no attention to politics, John.
Well, especially with all the violence that's gone on around her, you know, when they stormed
If you said it was Joe Montana, they'd be like, oh my God, but but Nancy Paul. All right, let's continue.
Is the Capitol Police around?
2:20
No, this is San Francisco.
They usually take my wife. They're usually here at the house. Protecting my wife.
No, this is San Francisco police.
Friday, October.
I understand.
2022.
He's trying to code it a bit.
24 and 18 seconds.
That's the tape.
He thinks everything's good. I've got a problem, but he thinks everything's good.
Yeah, see, everything's good, but I got a problem.
Okay, call us back if you change your mind.
No, this gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
Right, he's trying to send this again in code.
Anyway, he told me to put
the
phone down.
Do you know who the person is?
No, I don't know who he is. He has this.
All right, wait. Stop here.
This is pretty comical.
By now, the operator should have gotten it. There's a guy who came here. It's 2 a.m, and he's waiting for my wife.
Who won't be home for days, and he's not going to leave, so I guess we'll just wait here. But instead, why do you need us? Do you need us?
That sounds...
And he mentions the Capitol Police to give her another hint that this is a big deal, right?
Capitol Police?
She may be thinking Sacramento Capitol? I have no idea.
She's not You're in
really...
distress. Don't call San Francisco 911 because you end up playing some kind of weird game.
I mean, in that city, they probably just get a lot of calls about homeless people getting attacked or attacking people. They're probably not used to something like this.
And another thing weird... The Pap is standing there, and he knows that Paul Pelosi's on the phone, probably with some kind of law enforcement. So why is he letting Paul Pelosi talk as much as he was talking?
Well, I think by the time he caught Pelosi, the call had already connected. I think Pelosi slipped into the bathroom where he had his phone or something like that.
But he didn't grab the phone away and hang it up and kick Pelosi out.
Well, I think he thought maybe that'll get the police here in seconds. Let's just play out and maybe they'll go away because this woman was kind of backing away, wasn't she?
Yeah. She said, hey, call us later if you change your mind.
He does say I'm a friend, but Pelosi didn't agree with that. Let's see what else is here.
He's telling me not to do anything.
What is your address, sir?
0225 and 0.
What is your name?
My name is Paul Pelosi.
Ding.
Anyway, this gentleman says that he thinks everything ought to, he's telling me to put the phone down and just do what he says.
18 seconds.
Okay.
What's the gentleman's name?
I don't know. What's that? My name's David. David. His name is David.
He's nice about it.
Okay, and who is David?
I don't know. What's that? I'm a friend of theirs.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, he says he's a friend, but as I said, I've never...
But you don't know who he is?
No, ma'am.
8 seconds.
Lady, get going.
Okay. Right,
now I think she caught on.
Tell me I'm being very leading, so I got to stop talking to you, okay? 20,
yeah, see?
Okay. You sure I can stay on the phone with you just to make sure everything's okay?
No, he wants me to get that off the phone.
Yeah, you're going to stop a hammer.
0, 2, 20,
okay?
Okay.
And 0, 8
Thank you.
Seconds.
Okay, bye.
At this point, DePape realizes this isn't going well because he just said, I'm not a friend, so he wants him to get off that phone. It was like on speakerphone, I guess. And that's when she realizes, all right, I better send somebody over there to check this out.
Wow,
it took a while.
That was pulling teeth.
Because I guess DePape is holding the hammer already, isn't he? And he was ready to
smash
Paul Pelosi's head if he... Now, I don't know how long it took for them to get to the home, but by that point, they're standing near the doorway, because when the cops open the door, there they are, both with their hands on the hammer. And that's the other audio we played from the police body cam video, where that's where they struggle over the hammer, and then... Pelosi gets bashed.
They didn't exactly burst into the place, and they saw them holding the hammer, and all the cop could do was, hey, you know, what's going on?
Well, you can tell from the 911 operator, the dispatch probably was, please go check a questionable circumstance at a home. I mean, don't you think that was probably not an urgent call for them to go there? Because this woman sounded confused, didn't she?
Yeah, but
just did it out of an abundance of caution, that kind of thing. But
I know, but aren't you trained to be a little more...
alert?
Yeah, a little more suspicious. Alert. Understand that, you know, there are probably women who are calling in all the time talking softly, trying to say, you know, my boyfriend or my husband or somebody
broke in
and they're trying to rape me.
Because they could be right there next to them, ready to kill them because you got through.
Assume when somebody calls like that and stays on the phone for a while that there's something really going on here. And
Although on the other end, they probably get a lot of weird crank calls.
Yeah.
Drunk people and weird people who just think it's cool to call 911 and say stupid things and mysterious things and... They probably get it from all sides. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, the South is where a lot of focus is today. We're talking about in Georgia or in Atlanta. There have been some horrible protests. It's good old Antifa people that have gone on for some time now. In fact, the governor of that state has declared a state of emergency over that situation. This, of course, was about the death at one of their activists at the hands of police when there was a confrontation. Also, of course, in Tennessee, they're going to release a video later today. 5 black police officers beat a black motorist, and he eventually died in a hospital. That has that state and that area on alert, too. So we'll be looking at these stories later on in the show. But coming up after 2 o'clock, we're going to have a guest who was once part of Antifa, but decided to leave and can tell you from an inside perspective what he thinks the group is really about. It seems like John may be right. Mayhem and chaos.
Well, right? I think we can see that, right?
I understand.
They spent 6 months burning down Portland. I got the idea.
Well, he said he joined because he wanted to fight back against fascists. That's the name, Antifa. But
yeah,
he'd soon learn that that's not what really is going on for most of them.
No.
So we'll talk to him at 2:05.
There's a streak in certain humans. They enjoy the destruction. That's what they live for.
And especially young men. Young men have a way of liking chaos, right?
Sure.
Even John and Ken, who enjoyed the Three Stooges, especially when they would pull the tablecloth out from the rich person's dinner or have the pie fight with the rich people.
Right.
That was always a lot of fun.
Hey, that's why everybody watches football on Sundays.
Chaos?
They look for the violence.
Oh, they're looking for the violence. Yeah. I mean, do you really think I don't watch to see somebody get badly hurt?
Yeah, but you get excited when you do have a big hit, right? If you have a spectacular, if a wide receiver gets wiped out by...
Well, you kind of go, whoa, but I don't know if I...
You get a little adrenaline charge.
I cringe a little bit. It's like... I like to see a good play, a good catch. I don't necessarily like to see a good hit, but...
Well...
This is a good one.
There's a lot of men out there that enjoy the violence.
We told you a couple of weeks ago that your natural gas bill is going to be a stunner. Even the utilities were warning that. California, of course, is seeing a real spike in natural gas prices. Not really seen in the rest of the country, as usual. Just like we had much higher gas prices for your car, your natural gas bills are going to be high this winter. It's the usual about supply and all this stuff. So the California Public Utilities Commission is considering some help. You'll enjoy this. They've been giving something out for a few years now called the California Climate Credit. Don't ask me to explain it. It's something stupid to deal with the money they get from, John, the carbon tax.
Carbon
credits trade.
They tax companies who produce carbon dioxide into the air. And somehow, if you use enough natural gas, you'll get some of that money sent to you or deducted from your bill.
So all they might do is speed up the climate credit on your bill. Normally it comes in April.
Well, this is no big deal then.
And electricity credits are issued in April and October, but instead they might give it to you sooner so your bill is a little lower.
So they give you a discount.
And then they just keep their fingers crossed and hope that the gas bills start coming down after that.
Right, but this was a discount you were already going to get, and they're just moving it up a few months.
Yes, because they think right now is the bad spike, and you need it more now than you will in April if things get better.
So it's public relations with no real substance to it. Oh, what do you know?
Natural gas bills have soared 2 to 3 more times what they were a year ago. Wow.
Well, we don't produce enough natural gas in the state because the Newsom administration and the legislature has a clamp on natural gas production. That's why.
Don't kid yourself. John is right. This is exactly what it is. They wanted to get rid of gasoline for your car, and they also want to get rid of natural gas.
So this
is all part of the plan.
You mentioned the supply and demand problem. It's because we artificially suppress the supply. In California, we have a monstrous amount of natural gas underground, and the Newsom administration will not let any energy companies exploit it. So we have a shortage. It's a fake shortage. It's an artificial shortage. And then Newsom's crowd tries to make themselves look good. Hey, look at this greenhouse gas credit we're giving you. Well, you were owed that anyway. It's not one extra dollar than you would have gotten in April. Everything's a scam here.
It's been a 300% increase in residential natural gas costs January 2023 compared with year-ago rates.
Yeah.
Well, that's too much too fast. That's not natural. There is something up. You're right.
And I have not read enough of this because this story just came across.
Yeah.
It looks like that the world's largest oil and gas companies are reporting record annual profits. ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, Shell, and Total Energies are going to report a combined profit of $190 billion for 2022.
Well, that's gas for your car, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But There's something up there. That's record profits because they keep saying, well, it's the worldwide increase in gas and oil prices. Okay, but shouldn't that move in line then? I mean, shouldn't you be making a similar profit? You're charging more, but the costs are more.
Yes, you would think so. But if they have less supply, because that's always been their complaint, and you have to raise the price because of limited supply, but you bought the supply, whatever the price was, wasn't necessarily as high, you could make a better profit. That's all I could think of when I looked at that story today.
That's what ExxonMobil's response is. It's the result of a supply-demand imbalance.
Yes.
So I just don't know if that's going to fly with most people, though.
Probably not.
It's going to give a lot of ammunition to the anti-energy crowd.
And I don't know if you saw this, but they're already about set to raise gas prices again because of the summer blend. It's coming already.
Summer blend?
Yeah, they start in February, I think, with starting to churn out the summer blend, the California special summer blend, which always raises gas prices. I know. I heard that the other day. I'm like, already? I thought it came in the spring.
It's January.
Well, you know, February's getting towards the spring. Well, it's next month they're talking about. So,
well, you know, we're getting screwed from all ends here.
There's a story today. The gas prices are rising throughout the country. They're actually jumping already again for the first time in a while. What was it? The average gasoline price is $3.48 per gallon. I mean, that's nationwide, so don't up from a month prior. Prices rose about 12 cents from a $3.36 average last week, and we're no different. So our gas price is much higher than that, but we're headed in that same direction. All right, we got more coming up. You're listening to the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Yeah, we're on from 1 to 4, so if you miss any of the live show, go to the app and pick up the podcast or go to KFIAM640.com. It's all in place. The Moist Line will be here in the 3 o'clock hour, 3:20 and 3:50. And yes, we're assembling the mob members to throw a hack in the dumpster after the news at 3:30. What was it like to be part of Antifa? Anti-fascists, those activists, which are busy right now down in Atlanta causing problems. We'll have a guest who did just that, left the group. If you want to call it a group, my first question is, how organized is it? I've never been able to figure that out. Or is it just all social media crap, as John says?
I think it's organized enough to destroy a city.
Yeah, let's get together and break windows tonight. Okay.
You just give them the thumbs up, the like.
Yeah. All right, so he'll be on with us after the news at 2 o'clock.
Looking forward to this.
Oh, another great one from the wokesters at the Associated Press. They put out a tweet yesterday afternoon, and here's what it reads. John, it's from the AP Style book.
Oh, yeah, that's got a lot of laughs in it.
We recommend avoiding general and often dehumanizing, in quotes, the labels, such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French, the disabled, the college educated. Instead, the wording, such as people with mental illness, we should use descriptions only when clearly relevant.
What does that mean?
Well, they don't like you to use the in front of a descriptor. We've talked about this before, like the homeless.
Right.
That's why they now say people experiencing homeless or people who are unhoused.
No.
Well, the blowback came quickly because of one descriptor in there, which was weird to people, the French. They immediately complained, and you stuck us between the mentally ill and the disabled.
I noticed that. That's there was a theme there.
Hours later, this tweet. The use of the French in this tweet by AP was inappropriate, has caused unintended offense. An updated tweet is upcoming.
I hope the news departments ignore this stuff. I really do.
I don't think they do.
What is it about?
I think these people are still the leaders to set the tone as to how things are worded.
What is the reverence they have? The Associated Press is not made of like high priests. They're not the papacy. I mean, what?
They are one of the longest running respected news organizations.
Well, they're losing it. They're losing their minds.
Yeah,
you can't call the mentally ill mentally ill. You can't call the homeless homeless.
No, you're supposed to say people experiencing mental illness.
No, it used to be a news.
You see, it's supposed to be direct and specific by saying people.
No, it used to be in news writing. You use an economy of words. For clarity, you use as few words as possible to get the point across. That's the mark of good news writing. You're not supposed to be all wordy and flowery. You're not writing fiction.
You stigmatize.
No, you don't.
That's what they think it does.
Well, they've made that up. Just because they say so doesn't mean it happens. If someone's mentally ill, it's because they're mentally ill. They're not experiencing mental illness. They're mentally ill because they're homeless. They're not experiencing homelessness. They actually are homeless. And this is not phrases that normal people use.
If you were to take this literally, then what would you have to say? People who are French?
People experiencing
Frenchness. Right. Yeah. Oh, I think that's what the embassy put out a joke along same lines.
Yeah, honestly.
We're experiencing Frenchness.
These are just woke jerks. They are.
Oh, they are, yes.
They're just woke jerks. They're not to be taken seriously.
Oh, this is what they put out. They renamed themselves the Embassy of Frenchness in the United States. That was the joke they put out after this.
They are now, this crowd's like past parody. It's like that Stanford story we did a few weeks ago. Which they withdrew. Because now everybody's laughing at them. Like, when I have conversations and stuff like this comes up, everybody laughs. There isn't a normal human. And that's why the news departments should reflect how the viewers and listeners and readers talk and communicate. Not take some stone tablet from an Associated Press style book hack who's woked out of their mind.
And now a story we did talk about, I think, some time ago, but it has resulted in a lawsuit. This was down in Texas, and apparently there was a janitor on the loose who at night in a workplace in Texas liked to get frisky with the water bottles that were left on people's desks. I guess some people keep their desk. Yeah. Keep their water bottle on their desk overnight when they go home because they didn't finish the drink.
And never do that.
No. 13 women tested positive for incurable sexually transmitted diseases because apparently this janitor by the name of Lucio Caterino Diaz liked to dip his wick in there.
He was seen on video putting his penis into a woman's water bottle.
Hmm.
He had herpes simplex virus type 1 and chlamydia at the time of his arrest.
Oh,
so you got a two for one. You guarding your water bottle there?
Why, are you trying to tell me that there's somebody in this building that would do something like that? I mean, there's nobody here today except a few people.
I'll give you a list of names later.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not leaving any water bottle here.
You remember the guy that would pee in the water bottle of his coworker? We talked about that story a few months ago.
Yes, I think that's what this guy did, too. They found pee in the water bottles, and they also found chlamydia and herpes simplex. What he would do is he would rub his member around the rim.
No, I remember this story because the workers started to notice that the water had a foul smell or taste.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
They were bringing in their own water bottles, and they didn't finish drinking the liquid before they left work. They leave the bottles on their desks.
You want to see?
So their personal water bottles also started having this odd smell.
Okay, so here's the official explanation from the attorneys. The video.
They did have video. Hidden cameras were placed, and they caught this guy doing.
The video clearly showed the nighttime janitor approach the desk as if to clean, set the cleaning rag and cleaning bottle on the desk, unzip his pants, pull out his penis, grab the water bottle sitting on the desk, unscrew the cap, and began to insert it into the water bottle, turning it upwards to ensure the water in the bottle touched his penis, and then rub it on the edge of the bottle. He then put the cap on the bottle, set it back where he found it, zipped up his pants, grabbed the cleaning bottle and rag, and continued to clean the desk. He said he's done this before. It's part of his daily cleaning ritual, according to the attorney.
His attorney said that?
Well, the attorneys that are filing the lawsuit on behalf of the women.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought his attorney said this is just how he cleans the office.
No. Oh, God.
Wow. Now, they're suing the workplace for not catching this guy? Or he's been charged with aggravated assault, bodily injury with a deadly weapon. his dirty penis.
It says here he's being sued.
They're seeking more than $1 million. It names the janitor, his employers, the building owners, and the building property management. Hmm.
Well, that's where the money is. I don't think this janitor
did. They
has
complain
much.
And nobody did anything, or is it they say that they should have monitored this situation better? And I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you hold them responsible?
They found urine and other bodily fluids.
Oh.
So, I mean, he just left a whole cocktail in there.
You wonder why I don't touch anything. I always use a paper towel. You never know what people do.
I keep my water bottle zipped up inside my bag.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Apparently, they took 6 days to notify the rest of the tenants in the building that this might be an issue. That's what they're claiming in this lawsuit. And before the notification went out, he did it again.
You think when you'd get that memo, you'd tell everybody right away?
I just...
You wait 6 days?
All right, when we return, we'll be talking to a former Antifa protester who's going to tell us why he got out and maybe exactly what those people do, how they organize, all of that coming up after the news. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.